We got a late ass reunion. Oh, it's hardly new. You gonna hate us, but who made us share with you this late ass review?
Late ass, late ass, late ass, late ass review.
That was the chair.
That's right. That was the chair. Did I surprise you?
You scared
That's
me.
That's right. We're doing a late-ass review again. It's time. I don't want to... Look, we're not pussyfooting around. We're not screwing around here. We're reviewing this movie because it's time. It's
yes.
time to talk about The League. And no, not the TV series with Nacho, which is a good show. You should check that out. John LaJoie, great YouTuber, internet guy, got on The League. He's really talented, really funny. Canadian dude. I think he's from Montreal.
Are the best.
Or is he from Vancouver? I think he's from Vancouver, actually. Anyway, no, we're talking about the Justice League of America.
Oh, boy.
The Justice Friends.
The Justice
The Super
Friends.
Best Friends. We're talking about the Super Friends.
Woo!
Yeah, Justice League. Before we get to it and all of the crazy shenanigans of the League and all the DC superheroes, don't forget to follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like the Facebook page, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic, the website yotina.podomatic.com, and YouTube, check that out. Simmer Mike, all caps, shouting at you, my name, Mike, Simmer before it, Simmer Mike, all cap. Just Google it or
do
the thing. Instagram, what is that?
At @team_awesomeinc. We got some fun things happening over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool images and photos, a lot of fun field trip stuff for the show that we're going to put up there.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to start doing vlogs for that as well.
Yes.
And we got more videos and more fun stuffs coming up on YouTube. Just click the like button, subscribe, hit the bell. You'll get all of our shiz. Justice League. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa, I'm not gonna bullshit you. I was hypercritical about the marketing. I don't know if you know that or not.
I'm aware.
You were sitting next to me during the trailer reactions.
I was. And I did watch all your other trailer reactions.
I was hypercritical of the... Well, first of all, let me preface this by saying I'm not a Marvel fanboy exclusively. I have one comic book... I have multiple tattoos on my body, but only one of them is a comic book tattoo. And that is a DC tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's of a DC... superhero. I'm not going to say who. I'm sure you guys know who. But I have a tattoo, and it's only from DC. I don't have any Marvel
here.
Tattoos. Mm-hmm. I grew up reading DC comics. I read Green Lantern. I read all the Batman stuff. I read Flash. I even read Superman comics growing up. I was a DC guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm really on DC and Warner Brothers' case about their movies, because I grew up reading those comics before Marvel. And DC was before Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Before we had Iron Man, we had Batman. Before we had Thor, we had Superman. We had DC before Marvel. But it seems like the movies aren't acting like it. It's weird to me. I don't hate this movie. I don't hate Justice League. I don't think it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But it's not a good movie. It's not a great movie. Hold on. Maybe that's too hypercritical. I'm not saying like it's not bad, it's not good, and it's not useless. I'm confused by it.
In comparison to its Batman predecessors.
Well, you mean Suicide Squad and Batman BVS?
No, I'm not talking about that sort of universe exclusively. I'm talking about
Nolan.
I'm talking about
Burton.
Tim Burton.
Right.
It had
right.
a lot to live up to.
The other incarnations of the Bat.
Yeah, with Batman, mm-hmm. just like the Joker and Suicide Squad did.
Yeah.
And they're just, it's not there.
What do you think happened? And I'm not saying, look, fuck me. I'm confused by this movie. Because there's parts of it I'm like, that's cool. That was awesome. There were really good parts of this movie. It's like with Suicide Squad. Really good parts. I'll put this in the same category that I would put Suicide Squad. I'm not even kidding. Justice League to me was... Wonder Woman's the best one. They nailed it.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, they nailed it. I don't know what they did. I don't know how they did it. Patty Jenkins is a genius. Mm-hmm. Gal Gadot, however you say it. Gadot. She's a genius. They're tremendously talented. They nailed it with Wonder Woman. They fucking rocked that shit.
They did. It was
amazing.
They
cannot for the life of them figure out what the fuck to do with Batman, Superman, and the League. They nailed The Flash.
They did.
Good news.
Barry Allen.
Good news.
Great.
Ezra Miller is The Flash. I'm sorry, you may like, what's his name in the Flash TV series? You may like him. And I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying, you know, he's not The Flash. It's just DC has multiple realities in different worlds. Mm-hmm. There's Earth 1, Earth 2. So there's different universes where you can have those two Flashes, you know? They mm-hmm. could race each other, for fuck's sake. They don't have to, they can be in their own universes. They can be together. So Ezra Miller's Flash can easily be the Flash simultaneously as the other guy in the TV series can be mm-hmm. the Flash. So I don't think there's a problem with that. I mean, we have multiple Supermen. We have the TV Superman, and we have the movie Superman. Mm-hmm. We've got Lego Batman, for fuck's sake. I think we can have two Flashes. I think that's okay.
You know, I think I literally just had an epiphany. I think I just figured out what's wrong with Justice League.
Ooh.
One of the things...
There's no Iron Man?
No. Sorry. So, they're trying too hard to compete with Marvel. One of the things that I loved about DC is it's more grounded in reality than Marvel is. It's kind of darker and grittier and a little bit more realistic and less fantastical than Marvel is. But now that Marvel is being so successful with, you know, gods and space and aliens, DC is trying too hard to jump on that train, and that's just not what they do. It's not.
One of my favorite parts about Justice League was when in the beginning, Steppenwolf, who is the main bad guy in this movie, it's Steppenwolf, in case you're wondering, which no one is. They knew it was. We knew it was Steppenwolf, like when it was BVS, when Lex Luthor was trying to communicate with like Steppenwolf and the behind the scenes thing. Jesse Eisenberg, I mean, because let's face it, it's the Riddler pretending to be Lex Luthor, yeah. Isn't it? That's what we've decided. We've decided personally here at Team Awesome Mike that Jesse Eisenberg is secretly playing the Riddler, hiding as Lex Luthor.
Huh.
That's what I think.
I'm glad I was led into
That's my fan theory, that he is he's the Riddler. So he's good at you know, hiding and he's good at riddles and mystery. He's good at deception. He's the Riddler.
Mm-hmm.
To me it would make sense that he would be pretending to be Lex Luthor, and then he would leave clues as to who he really is, and then it's like, oh, Lex Luthor is actually this other guy.
And Jesse Eisenberg would be such a good Riddler.
I know.
That just occurred to me.
He might as well have played the Riddler in BVS. He was like doing Jim Carrey's Riddler. So the whole thing, so that's neither here nor there. I got to let BVS go. We're talking about the league now. Justice League. Steppenwolf was going around collecting the motherboards. That's like his version of the Infinity Gems or the Infinity Stones.
Okay.
Like for Thanos. It's mm-hmm. like he was going around trying to get these mother boxes or things. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does, but, you know, there's always a beam going up into the sky that you have to stop the bad guy from doing. And so Steppenwolf is there, and he's going around gathering the mother boxes, they're called. And then he goes... So we find out that the Aqua people, that Jason Aqua Momoa... is from, we find, oh, by the way, he's great too.
He's great.
You know what? I was kind of like, he looks kind of dumb. There were parts where I was literally rolling my eyes at what he was doing, but his character was fun and had a joy of life. You know, he was gregarious. Aquaman was very gregarious, and I enjoyed his character.
Mm-hmm.
He was fun.
The Atlanteans,
the Aqua people. So the Aqua people, the Amazonians, the Earth people, and
Earth people.
One other
humans?
Group. I don't know. The humans. And then someone else hid the mother boxes.
No, there were only three.
Oh, sorry. There were only three. I thought there were four.
I think. Yeah. I don't know. I could be wrong.
There might be four. I can't remember. I think there were three. Fuck. Didn't you read the comics, Mike? Shut the fuck up. This is different. It's a movie. So they're there. And not Thanos. I was at Thanos. Steppenwolf goes to the Amazonian land where they're hiding.
Themyscira.
Themyscira, sorry. And he shows up, and the Amazonians are by the mother box, and they're all, like, in, they walk into a room, and you're like, what's going on? You see them all by the box, and they're all standing there.
Yeah.
Pointing their weapons at it, like, we are going to fuck this thing up if Steppenwolf shows up. And you're like, oh, shit, the Amazonians are not, they're not fucking around.
No, they're not.
They are not fucking around. They are getting ready for Steppenwolf to show up, and they're going to kick his ass. I'm like, that was they handled the Amazonians with respect. They were badass. They were cool. I wanted to be an Amazonian warrior lady. Fuck them up.
A bone to pick with their stylistic choices.
They did change a lot of the style of their look, but they were going for the Roman.
They sexualized the look more than they did in Wonder Woman.
To be fair, Roman warriors were always sexualized. If you look at their armor, they have nipples. Why does armor have nipples? Why did Batman have... He didn't have nipples in this one. In the Joel Schumacher movies, Batman had nipples.
Get over the Batman nipples.
Bat nipples are wrong, man. The Roman body armor had... They wanted to make their bodies look like golden gods. They wanted to scare the enemy into thinking they were gods. So they would have the... It would look like a man's pectorals, but it would be gold. So that was their armor. It was like gold or bronze or whatever. So... That they were trying to do that for the Amazonians. They were trying to make them look, you know, because their Roman armor is sexualized, like that kind of not Roman, but that ornate armor that's got nipples. It's sexualized, but it's also the human form, and it's supposed to be intimidating. So for an Amazonian, they're beautiful women, but they're very strong. You could argue that they would use their sex appeal to distract the enemy, to an extent. One could argue that, however. They're trying to stay true. If you ever look at body armor back in the day of female warriors and real Amazonian women, they would show off their physique. They were trying to intimidate their enemy with their bodies and say, look how fucking badass and strong I am. Yeah, I'm naked. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to kick your ass naked. Get ready. And that's why you're scared of them. So I would argue that.
That's true.
I can see it being like, hey, we're trying to sexualize. It's a movie. We're trying to make things sexy. I can see that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and I think that's why they did it. I don't think they were like, hey, let's look at history and do this.
Yeah.
I think...
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. I know.
Wonder Woman... And my feminist doesn't come out very often. But in Wonder Woman...
Please. Let it fly.
Like, yes, they were very attractive, and the outfits that they were wearing were very attractive.
Sure.
But regardless of how hot they were, that's not what I was paying attention to. I was actually paying attention to, like, how much they cared about their history and their culture and how they fought and how they trained.
It was so cool.
I wasn't looking at them as hot women. I was looking at them as badass women.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, how could you not? They were all cool and badass. I was like, yeah, kick them up.
I just felt like their bodies were too distracting and took away from that.
Really?
In Justice League.
That sounds like a personal problem. I thought they were... As a man, I'm used to women being sexy all the time and having to look past that and see them being badass. This is the first time you as a woman couldn't look past how sexy they were. You were the sexist in that scenario.
Oh, my God.
Not the Amazonians. It was your fault. I was actually looking at how badass they were. I didn't even notice that they were like half naked. I was like, yeah, they're cool. They're kicking the bad guy's ass.
You're... better at that in general than I am, because even like when we're watching stuff, I'll be like, do you see how hot she is? And you're like, what?
Because society has trained me as a dude to not, like, you know, I can't do that. I can't sexualize women even though they're sexy, because if I do, then I'm an asshole. So I have to, like, be nice to all women and not sexualize them.
I sexualize women.
Yeah, you're a woman, you can do that. It's legal.
It's legal.
It's legal for you as a woman to sexualize other women. As a man, it's illegal for me to do that. It's called sexism. The moment I start looking at a woman and saying, oh, she's hot because she's sexy, it's like, you're a fucking pig. But she's sexy. She's got nice boobies and a butt, and
nice
it's sexy.
Boobies.
Fuck you, pig. But I'm a man. I'm attracted to women. What's wrong with that? You're a piece of shit for being attracted to women, championing their beauty and how sexy they are. How dare you, pig, calling a woman beautiful because she's sexy. What do I do? How do I win? Like, you set me up to fail no matter what I do in that regard. But you were the sexist this time.
Oh, God.
A woman. I win.
So finally, what do I have on finally, my resume now? We just added sexist to it.
I just want to say that finally a white man wins.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wait. Actually, that's bad. You know what? I'm going to let you have it. Oh, look at me as a man letting you win. See, I can't. Sexism. You can't win once you go down the sexist path.
Nope.
But you can't help but talk about sexism when you discuss Wonder Woman. And yeah. I know it's like, they're called Amazonians, Mike, not Wonder Women. I call them Wonder Women. She's
they're
called,
wonderful.
They didn't call her Wonder Girl. Did you notice that?
No, they didn't.
And back in the day, they could have named her Wonder Girl, but they didn't. They called her Wonder Woman.
And that's it. That is important.
That's really, even though it was the 20s, they still had the respect to call her woman instead of chick or girl or dudette.
Wonder Chick? Can you imagine?
Wonder Chick.
Wonder Chick.
There needs to be a Wonder Chick. She's a stoner.
I'm sure that exists somewhere.
Wonder Chick.
So
moving along. So that was a cool moment. They handled the Amazonians right. They handled Wonder Woman right. Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, Batman, halfway through the fight with the parademons and Steppenwolf, threw down his batarang and grappling hook and picked up a gun and started shooting guys. I'm pissed. Fucking pissed.
Yeah.
He legitimately is like, fuck it, and picks up a gun and starts shooting people. And I'm like, I'm out. Fuck you. You just ruined Batman. He picked up a gun and started shooting people. Batman hates guns. He thinks of his mom and dad and them being gunned down when he was a kid. And it fucks with his head. He gets all PTSD. He would hate to use a gun. He'd rather die than use a gun. So he'd go around and he'd fucking karate chop and, I don't know, break necks. But he wouldn't shoot a gun. He has more fucking dignity because he's got that respect and shit. You know?
Apparently I was distracted by something because I do not remember him picking up a gun.
Yeah, remember the parademon had a laser rifle and he picked it up and literally they cut away from him shooting and they cut back and then he ran out of what? He shot it until the clip went click. The clip went click.
Wait,
he ran out of like ammo. He was shooting them until he ran out of ammo. Batman shot bad guys with a laser gun.
Well, I don't
Fuck
know if that's
movie.
Totally accurate, though, because he has, like, machine guns on his stuff.
I kind of went a little heavy there. Not fuck this movie. It's just that part was bullshit.
Well, actually, there are a couple other things I want to touch on for that, too.
He wouldn't let himself get to the point of being so desperate as to pick up an alien's rifle and shoot them. He wouldn't. He's smarter than that. He would be prepared. He would go in. He's a master strategist, Batman. He has to be. He's not a superhero. He doesn't have super strength. He doesn't turn invisible. He doesn't have a lasso of truth. He has a grappling hook and batarangs. Mm-hmm. He has to be smarter than the other guys. He's not going to sit there with a gun and shoot dudes. He's going to hide in the shadows and pick them off one by one. He's Batman. He's a ninja. He's a fucking ninja warrior. He's not some like, I'm going to shoot him with a gun. Fuck it. I'm going to throw grenades. Fuck it. I don't care. He's a ninja. You're ruining him. But that being said, Ben Affleck was still great as Batman.
He was.
But they were kind of hard on him, though. Did you notice that? They were making him a big asshole. And then
they were making him an asshole.
He wouldn't be. He's desperate. He would look. He'd be like, look, I have to get along just to save the day. So I'm going to put my shit aside and do the right thing.
And it's kind of funny because I feel like a lot of the things about Batman that you didn't like, I did like.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's fascinating. Like, I'm actually really curious about
that. This is going back to a Justice League trailer when I first realized this. When he gets in the car with Barry Allen and Barry Allen asks him, what's your superpower?
Nope, I hate that part.
I know you
hate
that part. I know you hate that part. Because
he wouldn't say...
And it pisses you off.
He wouldn't say, I'm rich. He'd say... he's like, what's your superpower? And he'd just look at him and laugh, and he'd drive off. And then he'd just show him and be like, hey, remember that time you asked me what my superpower was? And then he'd beat some fucking guy's ass in front of him and say, that's what it is, bitch. I'm Batman, motherfucker.
Well, so.
That's what he'd do. He wouldn't say, I'm rich.
I thought it was funny.
He wouldn't say anything.
I liked it.
He wouldn't make jokes. Batman doesn't make jokes. He's
Oh, Batman totally makes jokes.
No, he doesn't. He's like, my parents are dead. My parents are dead. Fuck everything. That's Batman.
Batman
he's
makes
like, crime.
Puns.
He's like, crime killed my parents. I don't like to have fun. I dress like a bat and wear black. I'm fucked up. I'm goth. Fuck you.
Batman's punny. You just don't want to admit it.
No, he isn't.
Batman's so punny.
You're talking about Adam West Batman.
No, I'm not talking about Adam West Batman.
Yes, you are.
There was an entire scene between Nicole Kidman and Val Kilmer. Wait, that wasn't... Hold on.
You are talking about Batman Forever, Val Kilmer Batman. That is an Elseworlds Batman where Val Kilmer was Batman. Not even... Anyway, he was called
off,
Val.
We're getting off track.
His name was Mr. Kilmer.
We're getting off track. I liked that... And this goes back to me saying that DC is more grounded in the real world than Marvel. And
I will
did that
give you
with
that.
Batman.
Yeah.
Because seeing Batman, a human with no superpowers,
yes.
He really is just well-trained and rich and angry and sad. Like,
of course.
That
yeah,
connects to all these people.
To say that that is
his...
The bullshit excuse of saying if it's just his money. Well, then by that regard, why isn't Bill Gates Batman? By that regard, why isn't any other billionaire Batman?
Yeah.
It's not the money that makes you a superhero. It's what you... It's like he said in the fucking movie in Batman in the Dark Knight. It's what I do. It's not what I say or my money. It's what I do that defines me.
Yeah.
So fuck you, I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
But like...
And then he the smoke bomb or he grapples away.
I finally felt like Batman was a human.
Yeah. Oh, he's always been.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
but
I hear you. There's a thing called, there's a term for Batman when he's like undefeatable and like, you know, it's called Bat God. It's
yeah.
called the Bat God. It's when Batman, like, he always like, why do you always win? Because I'm Batman. That's his excuse.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
I get it. He can't, but then again,
but
it's like,
but dude.
But in
comparison to Wonder Woman
but look
and
at Superman.
And
Superman gets away with so much shit because he's Superman. He has like, he's super. You can't defeat him. You need kryptonite. But then he got Batman. It's like, yeah, but he's Batman. His excuse is
he's Batman.
He's Batman. So like, it's like, look, we're going to let it slide. Why? It's Batman. It's like, come on. We'll let it slide. It's
yeah.
like, hey, this guy, this really rich, like there's someone who has, there's somebody who has a lot of money to afford to hide their identity and go around and fight crime at night. And then there's this rich guy who we never really see. And whenever we do, he's got bruises and cuts all over him. That's weird.
Hmm.
He's got a limp with a cane, but then there's a guy fighting crime just as a bat, and he seems to have a lot of money because he has all this like technology. And then there's rich guy who's famous, has a lot of bruises, and he's not out all the time, and he's gone for long periods of time. Huh, I wonder what the correlation is. And then there's this journalist. He's got glasses, but he looks like Superman, I swear.
I swear
this guy, Kent, he works at the fucking Daily Planet. He looks just like Superman. Nah, fuck off, Gary. No, I swear to Christ, I've seen him. He had an itch on his nose, and he took his glasses off. Looked just like fucking Superman, I swear to God. Shut the fuck up. Where does he work? Daily Planet.
So
I don't buy
it. Since we kind of say, do we want to talk about that?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know,
real quick.
I get it. It's like the Bat God complex.
Yeah.
It's like, he's not a god. It's like Superman. It's like, look, he can't do everything. Like, he's got to be bad at some shit.
Yeah.
We got to tell a story here.
And they showed that, and that I appreciated.
Yeah, but
like,
then Superman showed up, and they were like,
these people's help.
You know what they did in Batman versus Superman?
Spoiler warning.
Well, you know what they did in Batman versus Superman? They made Superman look like a dick, and they made Batman look like the good guy. But then in Justice League, they made Superman look like the good guy, and Batman look like the dick. So they flipped it on us. And people don't like Batman being the dick. We like Batman being right because we identify with Batman. He's the human. We're human.
Yeah.
We're him on the journey.
Mm-hmm.
We follow Batman, and the audiences know him. We're familiar with that guy. We're going to follow that guy. He's a self-made superhero. He suffered tragedy and great loss and pulled himself together and created his own company, his own Batman Incorporated, basically.
Yeah.
So, and that is a series in the comic books, Batman Incorporated, where there's other Batmen around the world that work with Bruce Wayne because he can't be everywhere at once. He's not Superman. So
yeah.
it's Batman Incorporated.
That's
it's really cool. Check that out wherever they have comic books and shit. There's also an app for DC Comics. Yeah, DC, as much shit as I'm talking, I'm going to pimp your DC comic books app because you make great comic books. You make great video games. Your movies are hit or miss, but they're good. And the animated stuff, DC does the best animated series. Not even series, but movies.
Mm-hmm.
DC excels at the animated stuff. They're killing it. They should keep doing that, you know? I just saw there's a new trailer. Remember we saw Batman Gotham by Gaslight?
Is there a new trailer?
There's something for Batman Ninja.
Like, what?
Yes.
Batman
they're doing
Ninja?
Another Elseworlds, but instead of him being in Victoria-era Gotham or whatever, I don't know, it's going to be... It's Bruce Wayne, but if he was a ninja... Last Samurai, Last Ninja, Batman, Last Ninja. I don't know. I like the animated stuff is what I'm trying to get at. DC's good at that. But with the movies, man, it's hit or miss. But check out their DC comic books app. It's great. Honestly, you use this and what I don't know if you like reading comic books on your phone, but I used to like, you know, I would never read them on my phone. I would just buy them and physically read them and turn the page. When I got DC's app, it made me want to actually read comic books on my phone. So now I do that because of their app. It's the way they set it up. I just like their format. You can flip the pages, like you can hold it with one hand, like, you know, and it's easier than if, like, you know, comic books you have to turn the page, but with their app, mm-hmm. you can actually swipe it and you can zoom and you actually see, you know, you can see more detail, and it's backlit. So you can, when I was a kid, I couldn't read comic books at night. I'd get in trouble. I'd have to have a flashlight on or a light. But now I can read comic books at night because it's backlit on my phone. So that's like, as a kid, like grown-up Mike, like the kid Mike is like, yes, finally, I can read comic books at night and I can have my light off. That's cool. But then grown-up Mike's like, but we should get up early for work because we have a job. Oh, fuck. It's like constantly doing that. So there you go, DC. I'm giving you that. And I'm also going to give him this. I don't think this is a bad movie.
No, actually,
I don't.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a great one.
Well, that segues kind of into what I was, or this is going to lead into what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's not a terrible movie.
No.
It is not a great movie.
No.
But we keep, something happened after the movie that I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
We got into the car after Justice
shit.
League for about 5 minutes after we saw the movie. And we were talking about the trailers.
There was a trailer. There was one specific trailer, which was for Ready Player One. But we saw this trailer for Ready Player One. And I'm like, that looked really good. And we were sitting in the car, whatever. And we're talking about it more than the movie.
Yeah.
We were talking about a trailer for a movie that is coming out based on a book.
Yeah. And so my point is, it's not terrible. It's not great. It's just kind of there, and it's not very memorable.
Which, you know, with BVS, I was pissed off because it really crossed a line for me with a lot of things that I like about superheroes and especially Batman.
Mm-hmm.
With this, it was more like I wasn't disappointed, but I wasn't happy either. Like,
yeah.
I was entertained.
Yeah.
I'll give them this. I was entertained. There are a lot of great moments with Superman's return, which I enjoyed, mm-hmm. him coming back. Which, yeah, spoilers, Superman. By the way, spoilers, I mean,
Superman comes back.
We're already, like, basically into the depths of this review, but, like, spoilers. I'll put in the title. There are a lot of great emotional moments there that I loved that really grounded Superman and made him seem... And then Batman's like, look, he's more human than me. And I'm like, you know what? Yes.
Yeah.
In the comic books and in the storyline for Batman and Superman, Batman has always said, even though Superman is an alien from another planet, he is more human than I'll ever be. He didn't lose his parents. He didn't grow up with only money and drive and determination. He was loved. He mm-hmm. was cared for. He had a good home. He had a job. He took care of his family. He worked hard. And he had all these powers. He is more human than I will ever be. And mm-hmm. he is a beacon of hope for people. I was really happy. I was like, wow, that's what Batman would think of Superman. You're absolutely
yeah.
right. That's why they work together. Well done. But then they fucked up a lot of other shit where Batman started shooting guys with a gun.
Can we
I'm
talk
like,
about
fuck
the fact
off.
Did you know from the get-go that the big guns with Superman was Lois Lane? Because I knew that from the
no,
get-go.
No, I thought I legit thought Batman was going to be like, fuck it, Kryptonite. Fuck you, Superman, Kryptonite.
We brought you back. We're just going to kill you again. It's
no,
done.
No,
it didn't
I
work
was,
out.
I was surprised when he said, Alfred's on the big gun. Oh, shit. Superman starts beating the shit out of him again.
That moment
then,
was
no, I was caught off guard by that, and it made me a bit weepy. I was a bit weepy. It was like when he's like, "Bring in the big guns," and then I heard her walk out, and she didn't say anything. She just walked up, and he looked at her.
No, she said Clark.
Oh, she did.
She said
okay.
his name.
I just remember the look on his eyes. As soon as he saw her, he was done.
Yeah.
Whatever he was up to when he saw her, he was like, "Okay, I'm done now."
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, and he grabbed her and just ran away.
It was great.
Yeah.
Great moment.
It was a great moment. And it reminds you why Lois and Superman are together. And you like them together. You like, they're good together. You're happy. And then Batman's like, oh, fucking Jesus Christ. Like, when they fly off. Remember that moment when Batman's lying on the ground?
Yep.
He's like, oh,
something's
shit.
Bleeding.
He's like, oh, my, oh, yeah, something's bleeding.
Because in Batman versus Superman, didn't Batman ask Superman, do you bleed?
Yeah, he did. And then Superman's tell me, do you bleed? And I'm sitting there like, oh shit, Superman's pissed.
Yeah. And like, then Batman's like, Batman's definitely bleeding.
Oh, I bleed. I totally bleed.
Yeah. I'm bleeding.
I'm bleeding right now.
I'm hurt right now.
Please put me down. You're very strong. Fuck. You're so super.
Also,
but they had a cool distant bromance. It was like it was a very quiet, subtle like he was like, he's so neat. Superman's so neat. Yeah. And Superman's like, Bruce is a good guy. Yeah. Guy's a great guy. You're like, you guys want to do it, don't you? Support? No, no, we don't. No, I don't want to have sex with him at all. It's like, yeah, you do. Just make out.
I also love the moment where I didn't really understand where it was going when Aquaman was talking about, like, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
And then he starts getting all deep about living his life and not embracing sea versus the land. And then it turns out he was sitting on the lasso of truth.
Yeah, he's sitting on Wonder Woman's lasso of truth and just confessing his feelings. But he wasn't. He's not that kind of a character.
He's not.
And then he got up and he's like, oh, shit.
So I was so confused. I was like, why is he doing this? Isn't what his character does.
No, and well, we were talking about Ezra Miller before. Let's get back to him. He stole the movie.
He did.
I knew he was going to steal the movie. So good. He stole the trailers. He stole the whenever they're interviewing the cast and Ezra Miller's there. He lights it up.
He's funny. He's great.
He's a delight to watch in this film and a funny guy. Really, really, just he wasn't a violent person. He didn't want to go punch bad guys or fight anyone.
No.
He wanted to save people.
I love that line. I don't battle. I just push people and run away.
Like, it's great that your guys are all ready to go into battle and stuff, but I literally just push people and run away. And they're like, well, what do I do? And he's like, just save people. Just save one person, and then you'll figure it out. And he's like, all right. So then he saved one guy, and he's like, oh, I get it. I run in and save people.
Yeah.
I'm the saver. I go in and I get them out of the way.
Uh-huh.
I got it. So he started doing that, and you're like, awesome. That's what the Flash is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. He doesn't fight people. He's the rescue. He comes in and, you know, like Wonder Woman's like trying to grab her sword, and he's like, okay. And he runs over and pushes it closer to her so she can grab it.
Yep.
And so he's like he's like the PA. He's like the Justice League PA.
He
he's like the gopher. He's like the personal assistant for the league. He just kind of runs around
so
and
funny.
He runs interference and offense. Like he's kind of the assistant. It makes me wonder why they didn't have a Robin, you know? I'm like, man, we should have a Robin in this. Like a bat, like who would be the Robin, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get one eventually. They're going to have to if they do a solo Batman film. Because there apparently have been two that we don't know about.
Weird.
Yeah. Jason Todd and Dick Grayson happened, but behind the scenes. It's official. It's canonical for this series, but no one knows that. No one knows that it's Dick Grayson and Jason Todd unless, you know, you read the production notes and you're like, oh, that's what's in the script. It's stupid.
Well, not necessarily, because it was...
Well, you saw Jason Todd's outfit that said, ha ha, joke's on you, Batman.
Yeah.
But that's like, you don't know that reference unless you know that... Joker killed Jason Todd with a fucking crowbar.
Yeah.
Well, that shit was crazy. You know, they voted.
I want to see that movie.
This is like the oldest thing I've always talked about on the show, but like they voted to kill off Robin and the fans said, yeah, let's kill him off. Fuck Jason Todd. We like Dick Grayson. So they killed him. They voted to kill Robin and they called in and said, yeah, kill him. That's horrible. Yeah. No one called to like save his life, basically. They hated that character.
Yeah, and
but they knew they were going to kill him anyway. But so anyway, I was just hoping Nightwing might show up because that would have been cool. They're trying to set up a Nightwing movie. Robin's going to be in Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Well, it's called Titans, though, not Teen Titans.
It's called,
they're just calling it Titans, and Robin's going to be in it. He's obviously the leader.
I wonder if they're going to use the same cyborg.
No.
Oh.
It's going to be like, you know, the TV series is another universe. It's a different world than the movie world because it's DC, Earth 1, Earth 2. What other parts do we like about this film that... Because I don't want to sit here and just talk shit about Justice League.
All of my favorite parts are Barry Allen.
Well, yeah, he was great. I mean, look, the story in and of itself is pretty basic. You've got the main bad guy trying to get power cubes to take over the world. But really, it's just a movie setting up these characters interacting and saving the day.
It was very point A to point B.
Yeah,
it was. It was very predictable.
I mean,
although
I gotta say,
and major spoiler, what's his nuts? Who was the bad guy again? Steppenwolf?
Steppenwolf. I love it.
Getting
what's his nuts?
Eaten by his own parademons?
Steppenwolf, a.k.a. What's
his
nuts?
Was not expecting that. turn out.
His parademons.
I actually kind of thought that was a cop out.
So spoiler again. Sorry. But Steppenwolf got eaten by his own fear demons. The parademons are his creatures that he turns. It's like they're like alien zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Parademons are alien zombies. It's when he gets people, his victims, to turn into his slaves that are attracted to fear.
Yeah.
That's what a parademon is. They're like alien zombies that like fear. It's complicated. Well, that's Steppenwolf. He's a complicated guy. He's a god, too, apparently. So, wow, where do we go from here? Gal Gadot was great. Cyborg. Cyborg was cool. We haven't talked about him.
Cyborg was good.
The guy who played Cyborg was great. That's a character who was created in the early 80s when, like, computers were starting to, like, VCRs.
Skynet.
We had VCRs, microwaves, and computers showing up in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
Technology was invading. People in the 80s were like, what's going on? MTV. Oh, shit. What do we do?
What do we do?
This is crazy. So Cyborg was born from that sort of, well, technology is this new magical thing, mm-hmm. and we don't understand it, so let's create a superhero that inhabits, that sort of is like the embodiment of metaphor of technology being mysterious and cool, you know, and being like a RoboCop kind of a guy.
Yeah.
And that's what Cyborg is.
Mm-hmm.
And also, African-American DC character.
Yes.
Awesome character. Mm-hmm. One of the first, one of the best. And he, the actor playing him, perfect.
He did a very good job.
They casted Cyborg perfectly. The guy playing him was the guy that needs to play Cyborg. Like, mm-hmm. that's who I didn't have a version in my head of what I saw with Cyborg, but his voice and his mannerisms and his look works for, like, I'm looking forward to a Cyborg movie. I really am.
Yeah.
More than Aquamomoa's movie.
Oh, I want Aquamomoa's
the
movie.
The underwater stuff.
He was so good.
Yeah. I know what you liked about Aquamomoa. You liked his physique.
I did.
You liked his scales, pervert. Quit sexualizing Jason Momoa.
No.
Well, it's hard not to. It is Jason Momoa. It is Carl Drogo. Carl.
Moving on.
Carl. So,
oh, we
Call?
Have to talk.
Call?
Yes.
Drogo? All
right. Carl Drogo.
So he was, I can tell that Jason Momoa was having more fun with the character than the character was written to have. The character wasn't written to have that much fun, but Jason Momoa was having a blast.
He was.
And his joy made me enjoy the movie and his performance more. He sells me on his characterization more than the writing does.
Yeah.
I like his character because of him.
Yeah.
Just like Ezra Miller, The Flash is a great character anyway, but his version of it is way better. Affleck's Batman was, his Bruce Wayne was not as good as his Bruce Wayne in BVS.
I thought his
Did
Bruce
you notice
Wayne
that?
Was better than his Batman.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Well, his Batman, they kept cutting the balls off of Batman. Did you notice that? Why they kept doing that? Like, they kept, like, talking shit about Batman. They fucking shit-talked Batman in the movie.
Well, he fucking, you know what? I don't care because he brought up Steve and that crosses
okay,
a line.
First of all, he wouldn't do that. So that's shitty writing. It's like saying, well, what's your superpower? Money. Yeah, what? Is that something that you learned from Steve Trevor, your dead ex-boyfriend, because I'm a dick and I'm trying to be a dick to you? It's like, yeah. Batman wouldn't do that. He's trying to save the world. He doesn't give a shit about personal petty issues. He's like, look, we have a problem here, guys. This fucking alien thing is going to blow up our planet. I'm Batman. I don't have superpowers. We got to take him out. Do it. There he is. Get him. It's like, fuck, you're not powerful enough. I'm not powerful enough. Let's get Superman.
And the Flash needs to eat.
Well, the thing is, Superman is dead, and even Batman's like, look, I don't care if he's dead. I'll bring him back to life. We need him.
Oh, yeah, they fucked with necromancy.
Yeah, they brought Superman back to life. So we've got zombie Superman now. Technically.
Which,
he
okay.
is. He died and came back to life. He's technically a zombie now. Let's
I
just face it.
Reveal something about Superman.
Look, admit that Superman's a zombie. Thank you.
But, because there's something I'm confused about that I think they cut that I'm kind of pissed off about.
What?
I thought he was supposed to be in a black suit.
No. No. He's not supposed to be in a black suit. In the comic books, he came back and he had Billy Ray Cyrus hair. Like, he had like a fucking,
but
what was it? A mullet. He had a mullet.
There were pictures released.
No, there weren't. That was bullshit.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very sure that that was bullshit.
All right.
Also, Henry Cavill had a mustache that he couldn't shave off, that they were doing reshoots. And you can tell. Remember? Did you notice that? His lip looked weird.
I didn't notice that. Not
his
really.
His upper lip. I just kept looking at his upper lip. Like, did they CGI that? Did they CGI the mustache? Where's the mustache? The whole time I kept looking for Superman's mustache. Like, maybe there's a scene where they left the mustache. I kept thinking about it. It's so stupid. I kept looking for Henry Cavill's super mustache. But I couldn't find it. And then it made me think, like, how does Superman shave? It's like, does he use his laser vision? Like in a mirror? That makes sense, right? He just laser visions his beard off in a mirror.
See, this says something about the movie.
Now we're talking about stuff not related to the plot.
While you were watching, you were looking for Henry Cavill's CGI'd off mustache.
Oh, no. That's not good, is it? But it's not bad.
No, that's funny.
Look, but we can't even like go into the plot of this because like there wasn't so much of a plot as there was just stuff happening.
Yeah. It was very point A to point B. It's every other Save the World movie you've ever seen.
Here's the problem with the movie. The original director, who also wrote it,
yes,
ended up having to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He had personal issues in his life that he had to go deal with, and he's still dealing with.
Absolutely.
And I wish Zack Snyder all of the best.
Yes.
You can tell when the movie is working, you can tell that it was Zack Snyder. Mm-hmm. You can tell because you see elements from 300 and you see elements from Watchmen and even elements from BVS, which again, we talk a lot of shit about, but there were good parts of it. Like the part where Superman was beating the shit out of Batman. No, wait, other way around. The part where Batman was beating the shit out of Superman. I'm like, yes, finally. Fuck you, Boy Scout. You fucking perfect asshole, take that, Superman. Batman's like, I'm a human and I'm kicking your ass. Fuck you. It was like, that was great. Yeah, he needed kryptonite, but it worked. That was cool. But like, Zack Snyder, when he does, when he's great and when the studio isn't interfering with his work, you get awesome shit from Zack Snyder. Like,
yeah.
I liked Watchmen. I don't care what anyone says. I liked it. 300. No matter what anyone tells you, is an awesome movie.
I loved 300.
It was the first of its kind. It was a visual masterpiece. Like, you go and watch it now, and it's just eye candy. And the storytelling and the acting are just, it's epic. You look at the graphic novel, and you see what Zack Snyder did. He knows how to make beautiful movies. He really does. I thought Sucker Punch was a shitty movie.
I loved Sucker Punch.
I thought it was shit, but I loved watching it, even though I didn't like the story. I really loved what he did with it.
No, I agree with you there.
That was really
the plot
cool.
wasn't very good.
The visual elements and the way he told that story was cool, but the rest of it wasn't there for me. But whatever, like, he does good shit. It looks cool. He does good stuff, and the studio, if it doesn't interfere enough, he can make a good movie. He had to leave this project, Justice League. He had a tragedy and personal stuff, and he had to go deal with it. And I wish him and his family nothing but the absolute best. No one should ever have to suffer a tragedy like that. No one. So, Joss Whedon, Avengers own Joss Whedon, did the first big superhero team up movie ever. You know, he's coming in to help assist with. He's like, hey, he's coming in to help out. What could go wrong? Too many cooks.
Yeah.
Zack Snyder's directorial stuff, along with DC's interference, along with Joss Whedon's fine-tuning. You've got too much spice. You've got too much. It's making the soup bad. It's just there's too much. It's now it's just over. And then the overcompensation is cut this, cut that. We don't need this. We don't need that. Make it a tight 2 hours. Fuck it. We got to make a good tight 2 hour movie. The vision is lost. You've lost your vision.
I think that's what happened. They lost the story.
And it's because you had too many people stepping in trying to fix something that really should have just been the vision of one filmmaker. But he ended up having to leave, and then they freaked out, and they got too handsy, and then they brought Whedon in, and then he's like, look, I can only do so much with what you've given me. And he apparently he reshot about 40, no, not 40, like 30, like 20 to 30% he shot. Or reshot or something. So he almost did a whole new movie. Again, not bad. Not
just too
great.
Much. Yeah.
It's worth renting.
Yes.
If you want to see it in theaters, if you want to go see it in theaters, go see it in theaters if you want. I wouldn't advise against it. If you I wanted to see it in theaters.
If your town has one of those second run theaters.
Oh yeah, there you go.
That has like $4 movies and
you can get a beer
and you can get some booze.
Yeah.
And they, you know, play movies like a month after they're out of theaters.
Fuck it.
I would absolutely suggest seeing this movie on the big screen, like, if you can avoid paying the big screen prices.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to pay the fucking full amount to
but
see.
Don't sneak in, because that's wrong.
No, we're not. Look, calm down, first of all. No one's suggesting you sneak in. You're getting excited over there.
I am.
Look, here's what you got to do. You got to go see this thing either at a second-rate theater, like Vanessa said, which I totally agree. I think that's the best way to go for this if you want to see it in theaters. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, watching this movie with friends and, like, you know, if you want to have a drink or if you want to go, like, get some food or whatever, like, you know, you get nachos or whatever, and you just want to go and you want to watch the movie but not really pay attention, just kind of have a fun night out with friends. This would be a good movie for that, honestly. Mm-hmm. And also, it's good for watching and renting at home.
Yeah.
I would recommend that more than the first option, but if you want to see it in theaters, it's worth seeing in theaters because it's Justice League and it's a big movie.
It's a thematic experience.
It's meant to be seen on the big screen. Yeah. But before we go, I want to mention the CGI and then talk about what we liked before we rate it.
CGI was bad.
I mentioned this in the review and I said, look, doesn't the CGI look kind of bad? I mean, I know that that's not representative of the final product. That was in the trailer reaction that we did for the last trailer they put out. It is representative of what was
it
in
is.
The movie. It's and absolutely... It was, in fact, the movie did worse.
I didn't think the parademons were bad, actually.
No, that was they were creepy. They were supposed to be.
They were creepy.
They were supposed to scare you.
It was the big, growy thing.
Yeah, the weird...
End.
Why were they doing
and
that? That doesn't make... Why do they always do that? Why does DC always do weird, growy things...
I don't know.
...that have beams of light that go into the sky? DC is like... I saw this meme online on Reddit, and it had a photo of Henry Cavill and, you know, like Gal Gadot Ben, and in their Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman outfits. And it said, and in the thing it said, why? Why is it that when things go wrong, it's always you three? Why? Why is it always you three when everything goes to shit? And they're sitting and they're standing there looking down like, oh, Jesus, we fucked up again.
Or like in Suicide Squad when Deadshot was like, let me guess, we're going to the floating ring of trash in the sky.
Right.
Like, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's always in DC, they always tend to go for the beam of light in the sky, growy weird shit around it. That's CGI. CGI shit everywhere. Go fight it. Because that's
Let
what Avengers
you,
did. That's what the Avengers
CGI,
did.
CGI, just so you have an idea, the CGI in this movie was comparable
was.
To the CGI in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
The shitty CGI, not the good CGI.
I think Suicide Squad's CGI was a little bit better.
Not of the
I do.
Brother,
I really do. I really
though.
Do. I think most of it in Suicide Squad was more forgivable than it was in this one.
Yeah.
In this one, it's like, look, these aren't the villains making a sort of B-Squad, literally B-Squad movie. This is the A-Squad. This is your A-Team. These are your Avengers, DC. This is your, like, this is the Justice League.
Yeah.
This predates Avengers.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? Like, you guys, you gotta let these, like, what does Marvel do? Marvel helps their filmmakers, but Disney just funds it.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel essentially, like, goes in and says, hey, look, we're gonna tweak this and work with you while you work it, but we're not going to come in after the fact and fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not gonna fuck with you during it. We're gonna work with you. And if things don't work out, they work it out and they negotiate, and like Edgar Wright, he walked away. Edgar Wright walked.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got another guy to come in, and they kept it going, and it was a good movie for Ant-Man. So, Justice League, look, this should have been DC's. This should have been DC's Avengers.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be DC's Avengers.
It should have.
It wasn't. Suicide Squad was more of their Avengers.
Yeah.
Then Suicide Squad made more money too, like initially.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong, we're not saying it's not worth watching. We're saying it's worth watching. You should see this movie. You should see it for yourself if you're a fan of these characters and if you've followed the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You should. But if you don't want to, it's all right.
You're not missing much.
You don't have to see it.
Yeah.
We saw it for you. It's all right. Don't worry. We saw it for you in that case. So I guess let's rate this. So I guess out of 10 Batflex.
Batflex?
Batflex. Ben Affleck Batman. Out of 10 Batflex, what do you give Justice League Super Friends of America? What do you
out of 10 Batflex? Give it a 6.5.
6.5.
Yeah. Not terrible, not great.
That's so crazy because I was thinking about giving it a 5, and I'm like, well, it's not halfway there. It's more than halfway there. So I'm going to say a 5.5. So it's literally 1 point lower than you. So instead of a 6.5, it's a 5.5.
Yeah.
It's confused. You're just going to have to watch it a few times. I'm going to have to watch it a few times. Yeah. I'm going to have to watch Justice League probably one or two more times before I really can say if it's bad or not.
Yeah.
But currently I'm like, look, I don't think it's bad, but I'm like, I don't think it's great either. I do want to rewatch it, but mainly because I'm just more curious as to what the fuck I just saw and
yeah.
if it's not good or mm-hmm. not bad. Ugh. DC, you're fucking with my head, man. Like, wait, you go and make Wonder Woman, and then you make BVS, and then you make Suicide Squad, and then you make... what are you doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing, DC? We love you. We love those characters.
DC, they Warner Brothers is people. Having some issues. They do. They cast great people.
People involved with these projects, but then they interfere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not DC, it's Warner Brothers.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Maybe it's
Warner
not.
Brothers needs to get the fuck out of the kitchen.
Or maybe Warner Brothers isn't doing enough, or maybe they're doing too much. I can't speak to any of it other than something is getting fucked up between making the movie and releasing it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but it's something along the assembly line is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps, and there's been a lot of people suggesting that Warner Brothers and DC just start over. They can't.
No.
They can't. They know they have to keep running with what they have, and they have to tweak it as they go. But they're already making, look, Justice League made its money back already. And it's made its money back, plus it's earned more. It's already made $500 million globally.
Yeah.
It cost about $300 million to make, so they've already made $2 million back. They made their money back, and then they made $2 million on top of that, plus DVD sales, plus
200 million, but yes.
What?
200 million, but yes.
What'd I say?
2 million.
Oh, sorry, 200 million. Plus, you've got the DVD sales, or mm-hmm. digital downloads, or Blu-ray. You've got the video games. You've got the merchandising tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all the franchising. They're good. Plus the comic books. So yeah. The Warner Brothers is fine. DC is fine. They've made their money back and they're profiting now. It's just there's a lot of criticism,
mm-hmm.
and rightfully so, because come on, man, like Marvel's chugging along, and I hate to do the comparison game, but god damn it, guys, you're in the same business. DC and Marvel are in the same business. They make comic books and they make movies based on the comic books. One company seems to be doing better than the other. Why don't we try and sort that out?
Yeah.
I don't work for either of those companies. Not
really.
Come on,
DC, at least give Marvel some fair competition.
Well, I think I don't know. I can't. Look, all I can think is weird choices, right? Like, DC will just make weird choices. Like, mm-hmm. And I don't know why, if it's Warner Brothers. And the case in point, we'll end the review with this. Random Russian family.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Watch the movie to find out what we mean.
No, we're talking about it because we have time. I had to sit through this and watch this. There is a random Russian family that we follow in the movie, and I don't know why.
And it's only for the last like 30 minutes that they're
no,
in
they
it.
Were in and out. Remember, Steppenwolf showed up, and like, remember they were there, and they kept showing the little girl and the
yeah.
brother, and they kept cutting back and forth between the dad.
Okay, maybe the last half of the
I'm
movie.
I'm like, why is there a random Russian family here? Well, because they're in Russia. But why are we following their family? Because we want to show that people are being affected by this. Why don't you
yeah.
show a lot of people?
They're trying to make you care about
well,
what's going on.
We can't show a lot of people. Why? Because then we'll show a lot of people dying. Yeah, because there's a lot of death and destruction happening with Steppenwolf taking over this part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to show a family that's may or may not die, but they'll end up living. Why? Well, we need you to follow a family on this journey. But why are we following this random Russian family on this journey? Well, because we need to feel vulnerable and scared. We need to identify with someone. But why is it this family? Yeah. Because they're the ones that we've decided to make the focal point. Yeah, but you're really going out of your way to make it this random Russian family and really driving the point home that they're Russian by having them speak in Russian and have Russian subtitles. You're really going out of your way to push this family thing on us, this agenda of this family. Why? Look, we got bad relations with this country, man. We're trying to make things, we're trying to make shit better. We're trying to show that, hey, look, everyone's the same, even if you're not from the same country. Well, then why don't you just show more people than this random family? Why do you keep going back to this family?
We ran out of budget. Shut up.
Look,
go away.
We don't have the money, and we're pushing this agenda on you because we're trying to get along. All right, but it sucks, and it doesn't. That's what I mean. DC will make a weird choice like that.
Yeah.
They'll just have this random Russian family show up and be a subplot in Justice League. It's like, we're doing the Justice League. Why? Why do you have a random Russian family subplot? You could have cut that whole fucking thing and it would not have changed the movie in any way. But we had to show that there's other countries too. Why did it have to be? It could have been Japan. It could have been China. It could have been India. What are you doing, DC? What's with you? Why do you have this weird Russian family in your movie? What the fuck is wrong with you? It melted my brain.
It did.
And that's how I feel about DC. Not DC. Maybe DC. Maybe Warner Brothers. Maybe the family that, you know, I should just go have dinner with them. This random Russian family. I should just go over. We should go visit them.
We should.
We should bring borscht or
make
something.
Make sure they're doing okay.
Yeah, how you guys doing? You all right? Getting set up in this new part of the country? Yeah, fucked up shit happened, huh? Well, good thing the Flash pushed your truck. It really helped save your day. And then Superman picked up that housing of apartments. Like, there's a whole apartment block housing and moved it. We could have seen that whole housing project of people running around. But no.
No.
Just that family.
Just the one family.
There's only one family in that part of the world. And it's them and their truck that doesn't work. What the fuck? DC, you're weird. You got weird, man. They got old and weird. That's what it is. They've turned into the old weird guy.
Oh, no.
Just like, I used to make movies and comic books. Oh, God. It's Grandpa. He's tripping again.
I can't.
Send him back to the home.
Oh, no.
I used to be super. Yeah, I know you did.
I yep. know you did.
Good job, Grandpa. I made the comic funny books. Yep. Sit down, DC. You're a little crazy. DC needs its Metamucil. Sorry, I hate to be so hypercritical, but come on. So the 5.5 Batflex from me, 6.5 Batflex from you. I'm not sad. I'm just really confused and exhausted.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how I'm supposed to feel after a movie, but it was an experience.
Yeah, that it was.
Maybe they'll get the next one.
Seems to be every other movie.
Oh, shit. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like the Facebook page. Download and subscribe for free on iTunes, as well as Podomatic website, yotina.podomatic.com. Go to Simmer Mike on YouTube. Again, Simmer Mike, all caps, no space, like I'm shouting at you. And, you know, if you want to go see our Instagram stuff,
it's @team_awesomeinc.
And all that goodness. I don't want people to think I'm sad or mad. I'm really confused.
I think that's clear.
I don't know how else to end this review other than being confused about Justice League.
Yeah.
I don't.
We'll watch it again.
My brain is melted. If nothing else, DC, you've melted my brain. You make weird choices, man. What is with that family?
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Awesome experience. Awesome. Well, you know we're doing too. Awesome. So right.
Awesome.
Here at Team Awesome Inc.
mind. Shut up.
Yeah.